being renewed. I messed up tech this morning. Sorry. It'll be part of my PowerPoint now and then part of it in a little bit. And I want to apologize for the not changing the time for the prayer walk in the bulletin. I missed that. And then Hannah's away. Becky filling in with her. Anyways, we all missed it. But as we prayed and we discerned that we wouldn't have a family VBS this summer, we also prayed and discerned every one of us needs to be dialoguing with God. God, what would you have me do? How would you have me push into the community and go and be Christ to someone else? Maybe it's through all the celebrations going on with Coaldale's 100th. Maybe it's through a team you coach. Maybe you get to know our neighbors. Maybe it's through these prayer walks. There are all sorts of ways. How are we going to go and be Christ to someone else? Like that girl in Bangladesh, right? She's received, and already she's looking, hey, I didn't just receive for myself. I received so I could go pass it on to others. And it will be scary. It'll be intimidating. It'll be all sorts of things. And if we're followers of Jesus seeking to bring glory to him, we will go in obedience as well. And being renewed as we continue through this series, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we go another slide there, hopefully we're getting this memorized. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, we've dealt with each of those. I don't know about you, but I'm not done with any of those. Those are journeys to go on. Every one of those phrases is continuing in my life. But we'll move on anyways. Today we're looking at, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will hear from heaven. We're going to have some stories later. I'm going to have somebody run around with a microphone. We want to hear some stories of when God is heard. It's important that we know God hears us. I just had the privilege of doing a wedding yesterday. I think hardly anybody from this congregation knows them. But one of the bridesmaids speaking about the bride and remembers that no one would pay any positive attention to her in high school. No one. The only attention she got was very negative, except from the bride. The bride listened to her. She felt heard and cared for by the bride. And she says, thank you for being such a friend. When you're in a dark spot and you're feeling alone, it's important that you feel heard, that you feel that somebody cares. We have an almighty God who spoke creation into existence. And he says in this verse, then I will hear from heaven. This is no small thing. We don't want to just jump over this. Or that we're used to it because we're Christians and we've been in church for however many years. Then I will hear from heaven. Think about who's saying that. The power of that. The power of that. What's it mean? I think I'm on the right spot. What does it mean? And throw some ideas out here. That God hears. Comfort? Good. Absolutely. What a comfort. I'm heard. Someone bigger than me knows what was on my heart and my mind. Comfort. Excellent. Provides for our needs and relief. Good. Both peace. Good. Keep it coming. There's lots of right answers. He cares for us. Wow, do we ever need to know that? Does the world around us not need to know that? There's a God who hears, provides peace, cares for us, provides for us. What if? He's real. He's not an idol, right? There's lots of idols, lots of things we cry out to, and we find they leave us wanting. Not our God. He's alive and well and powerful. What else does it mean that he hears? Makes us feel like we matter. Wow. Take that in, right? You matter to him. He calls you by name. He hears you. He takes your call, right? He's not getting, you know, reject that call. He takes it. Wow. Thank you, God. Keep thinking about that. What's it mean that he actually hears? Right? It's not like, well, we've all experienced it in our families, whether with our spouses or our children or our parents, right? Hey, will you do this? Uh-huh. And then we forget to do it. When he says he hears, he acts on it. He hears and he answers in the best way from that's best for us. Wow, that's our God. He doesn't just, oh, sorry, I forgot. I was too tired, I went and did something else. So keep thinking about that. What's it mean that he hears, that he acts? And have those stories later. When have you felt heard? What was his response? What's the next slide there? I forget. Yeah, okay. We're going to, he hears in all sorts of ways. The primary way he spoke to us is through his word. But his word is also a way we can be heard, as it can be a dialogue. And what we want to do this morning is have the leader, that'll be me, read the red part. And everybody together, we will read the green part. We'll do some responsive reading. See, a lot of the Psalms are Psalms of ascent. When they would have been coming to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem's already up on a hill, so they're already coming up the hill, but then also the steps up to the temple to worship God. These Psalms of ascent, some of them they would have been singing, but some of them they would have spoken a phrase every step of the way, and it becomes a journey internally as well as externally, of moving towards God, being heard. And even this one verse from 2 Chronicles that we've been walking through, that's a journey. It's a journey of moving towards God. And then he says, then I will hear from heaven. So it's this preparing and it's moving towards this relationship. So we're going to read through Psalm 4 now responsively. We'll read through some more later. Again, I'm in the red. You're in the green. Hopefully the green is bright enough for everybody to see. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned to vanity? How long will you sob in vain and seek God's honor? Selah. But I know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts and your own be silent, Selah. Offer righteous sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they when they have their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, may we dwell in safety. That's the end of Psalm 4. Right? I mean, it's a similar journey to what the verse we've been unpacking. There's a repentance, there's a confession, there's a coming to God who as He is, and a request, hear us, God. Hear their words, hear our hearts. We'll read some more of those later. We're going to have some others read for us. This is more of a reflective service, understanding that God hears us, but help us hear and take that to heart, all that that means as we listen to this.
How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes.
Lord, you know all our fears.
And words cannot express the love we feel. But we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts. Hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. O praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect. And all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he.
We will use the words we know
to tell you what an awesome God you are.
But words are not enough
to tell you of our love.
Just listen to our hearts.
O Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirits sing.
And hear us sing.
A song of praise that flows.
A simple song of praise.
From those you have redeemed.
From those you have redeemed. Please listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat would say,
thank you for the life. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts.
O Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirits sing.
And hear us sing.
A song of praise that flows.
A simple song of praise.
From those you have redeemed.
From those you have redeemed.
But when words are not enough
to tell you of our love,
just listen to our hearts.
Children are dismissed for Children's Church. And we're going to do another responsive reading. We're going to do Psalm 27 this time, once it comes back up. Is that the one right after Psalm 4? Okay. So you guys are the green, I'm the red. So together on the green. Alas, the Lord builds the house, those who build it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go to bed, go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives his beloved sleep. The children are a heritage from the Lord, but a fruit of the womb in the Lord. Like arrows in the hand of the warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver full of them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. So we want to hear some stories. When has God heard you? And what's been the result? I have lots to share, but I don't want to speak that much. I want to listen and hear your stories. So, Travis, can you come and run around with the mic? And let's not be timid. Let's boldly praise our God. I warned you a week ago. Had some time to think about it. God hears. Yeah, there you go. Excellent.
Good morning. It's Edith Enns here. And I want to share about our youngest daughter, Sandra, who has been having a lot of difficulties with mental health issues. And I did talk, we I did bring it before the congregation a year ago at this time, so that's why I'd like to speak about this at this time. So Arnold and I have experienced a lot of answers to prayer, and we have felt God's presence in the past year. But in regards to Sandra, she was hospitalized in a psychiatric ward for 11 months last year. And at this time last year, of course, she was in the hospital. But she was able to come home in December, and we feel that it was a miracle of God. And we would like to thank everybody in the congregation who prayed, because there were many people praying here. And one was Elvira Duick, who's gone on to glory. So that was great. And we know that God hears our prayers, and that He does give us a sense of peace, even in these difficult situations. So if you think of Sandra, and her husband's name is Tom, you could also continue to pray for them, that they would feel God's presence, and also that Sandra would have someone brought into her life to journey with her and encourage her, because she seems quite isolated. And I would just like to, I wanted to read that verse from Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will withhold you with my righteous right hand. So I just want to encourage everybody, if you're praying and you don't think it's making a difference, it does. And so keep on praying. Thank you.
Amen. God answers, and yet there's still more journeying to go, right? All right, someone else. God hears. I know there's lots. Just some people aren't that comfortable sharing in this size of... Well, while you're thinking, wave to Travis. He'll be there ready with the mic when I'm done. I'll tell one. We went to the Philippines. It was our last time that we led a team with Venture Teams International before resigning, for several reasons. But while we were there, there was one... We were in all sorts of prisons and very impoverished communities. And then we were going on this retreat, and the majority of our dramas and programs that we were doing for different age levels were how to come to Christ, how to really know Him personally and not just about Him. And then we were invited to go on this retreat, and it's a bunch of young adults and youth who really, they're leaders. And it's a leader training camp, and we didn't really have stuff that fit in with this. But as we're praying it through, we're thinking, well, we need to do this drama. We're going on the surface. That drama didn't really connect. I guess it could, kind of like communion. It can be a basic and brings us back to the message. It's not about us. It's about Him. But in our thinking, we're going, well, yeah, what are you kind of up to here, God? I mean, of this crowd, of anybody in this culture should know this already. But whatever, we had the sense God should be, we were praying it through, we thought we were hearing well, and we went into that drama. We're doing it. There's about, I don't know, 120 to 150 young adults and senior high school students there, all leaders. Their training was very specific on this is how you do discipleship, kind of step one, step two, step three. Anyways, we get into the part of the program, we're doing this drama. There was five girls and me and Beverly on the team, so I was playing the part of Jesus. We do this drama. I'm put into the tomb, figuratively, as part of Jesus. And bam, the power in the whole place goes out. I'm laying in there. We're in a completely black room. There isn't a... You can't even see a shadow. You can't see a nothing. It's black, black. Like being in an underground cave. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm a team leader. I'm center stage. What's my response? So I just start praying, God, what are you up to? And Do I end the drama? Do I, whatever, I'm laying there for a while. And then one of the girls in the front row starts to sing. I can't remember what song she was singing now. I wish I could. She starts to sing, and then someone else joins her, and someone else joins her. And it's just this holy moment of worshiping God. And it's not about the step one, step two, step three of discipleship. Suddenly he's reminded everybody there that he is the God of the universe. And that when we ask him, he does things. And we're just worshiping God. The song just wrapping up, all a cappella, whatever else, just ends. Bam, lights come back on. I come out of the tomb, drama finishes. We couldn't have orchestrated it, nor it would have been manipulated if we did, but it was just God answering in all sorts of ways. It just powerfully ministered to those leaders where again, we were all humbled by Almighty God, and we didn't do it. So, other ways God has answered, that you know God hears and you've experienced it. Let's just roll them out real quick and we'll make Travis work up a sweat.
I feel really strongly like God hears through, I guess, our little baby that we just had. We prayed and we asked. We didn't receive right away, but we sure feel like God did hear us. And although we had to wait for this for some time, we're very, very thankful. And yeah, God is amazing.
Amen. And we celebrate with you. Excellent. Good. Yeah, right to the back. Those in the upper room, you feel welcome to share too.
Yeah, I don't know how many of you, most of you, probably know our story already. Coming to Canada from South Africa, Philip isn't here to share it, but he totally got scripture as an answer on prayer. I don't know how many people know that it's kind of dangerous these days to live in South Africa. Education has gone down. So we were really praying. We were scared because we didn't want to leave anybody, the family there. But we prayed and prayed. And then Philip got the answer through scripture straight. And he was kind of scared to tell me because he knew I didn't want to leave the country. But when he told me it was scripture, I'm like, what else can we do as just to listen? And but we kept on praying because we didn't really know what God had in store for us. And man, it's been amazing. We've been here more than 3 years. We are so happy and so blessed, and the peace, and South Africa's, it's still going down that there. So we keep on praying and we keep on getting answers. Even when we moved to Coaldale, we couldn't find a house, and we found this really silly little house. And in that time, I was investigating all the churches that's in Canada because we weren't familiar with it. And I was praying a lot about it because it was really confusing to me. And then two doors down, there was really great people living that one day come to shovel, help me shovel snow, and he turned out to be a pastor. So I found a church family, and that was probably the biggest answer to prayer I've ever got.
Amen. And we are blessed to have you here too. All right. God hears. Let's spin the impact. More stories. There you go. Donovan's got one. Even came down.
Thank you. One prayer that I think God especially pays attention to, that this is in my story as well as many others that I've heard, is the cry of, I love you and I want to give my life to you. I want to surrender my life to you. Mm-hmm. And that, in my life, that happened, I guess, shortly before I got baptized, which was in this church. And since that time, God has met me time and time again to show that he heard that cry. Shortly after I got baptized and made that public declaration of faith, I went to the YC, the youth group, as well as afterwards. There was another time at Park Meadows Baptist Church here in Lethbridge, and I'm following the sermon and all that. There's another call, like, to fully surrender your life, to say that, Jesus, I'm willing to live for you, I'm willing to die for you, I'm willing to follow you wherever I go. And in both of those instances, I had a dramatic experience of God's presence. God came over me. I was weeping, full of inexpressible joy, even shaking and trembling in the presence of God, in a way that I had not experienced previously in my life, and in such a way that I couldn't deny that God was real, that his presence was with me. And this is something that I've heard from many others as well. It's that cry of, Jesus, I love you, and I want to give my life and fully surrender to you and follow wherever you lead. And God has often came and answered that cry with a real expression of his presence and his empowerment and his grace on people's life. And God continues to remind me of that through the years following that as well. So even in my day-to-day, when I'm not spending time with God the way that I used to, God keeps on reminding me, you know, you said you were willing to follow me. You said you were willing to lay down your life for me. And if you're willing to do that, you need to live for me each day as well. And God's offering that grace, even in that place, to meet us and to experience his joy day by day, even if it's not the same as maybe what we experienced before. God still meets us there and still remembers, and he hears that cry of not only what's happened in the past of, I want to live for you and follow you, but also day after day, I want to live for you, I want to follow you, I want to be filled with your spirit, continually full of your spirit. And, yeah, so.
Amen. A broken and contrite heart, he does not despise, and a yielded heart, he will lead. Excellent. Yep. Oh, Al, Rita, back there.
Many of you know that my dad passed away a couple of months ago, and it was a very difficult time for me and for us. My family is, I have five sisters. We haven't always had the best relationships between us, especially with one of my sisters. And I had offered to do the eulogy for my dad's funeral, and I thought, how can I do this in a way that goes over decently with all of my siblings. And so I prayed about it. I asked all my sisters for input, my mom as well. And it was a real answer to prayer when all of my sisters confirmed afterwards that was meaningful to them, and that they felt that had gone well, that it had been honoring to my dad, and not confrontational or conflict with my sisters. So that was a real answer to prayer. It was very helpful. Everything isn't perfect there yet, so that's still a work in progress, but that was one of the times when I really felt that I was able to do something that was deemed okay within my family, which is sort of amazing, but yeah. That was helpful. Something else that I thought of when you were sharing about the bride story and the gal in Bangladesh even, I think we feel that God hears us sometimes when we're heard by another human being. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, really critical that we realize the impact we can have on other people, that through our care and our concern to them, that they actually can feel that God, they matter to God.
Absolutely. Yeah, great reminder. We are His voice, we are His hands, we are His feet, and we communicate His message. Good, yeah, right in the back there.
Rita, I just want to say, first of all, that my family is a work in progress as well. Many of you know, because it was in the bulletin, that my father gained heaven as of June 2nd. And it's interesting, the prayers you pray, or the ones you don't pray because you're afraid they're silly. But my heart was wishing that my father would pass away without having to struggle till his last breath. And God heard that, not only my unspoken prayer, but for my family as well, that my dad was able to go. He had a brief hospital stay. He met a lot of people. They said, I wasn't there the whole time. I did have several days with him, praise God. But my sister said he would always be alert if there were visitors in the room and if there was food to be had. And God just heard our prayers for quality, for words that need to be said, for some healing that also happened. But that it is, Rita, an ongoing story. God answered prayer as well, because I wrote eulogy for my father, and it was written with some conflict that is there. But we believe that we honored him. We asked God for that. And we pray that he heard our prayer. And we heard from others as well that they felt honored as well in just the words that were spoken. And that most of all, that God's name would be honored.
Yeah, amen. So much of life is a journey rather than a destination, right? Even though there's an answer, there's still more journeying. It's often the way it is. One more over there, and we'll close.
My wife and I, we moved to Coaldale about 8 years ago, and we were neighbors with my daughter and her family. We have three grandkids, I have, and I was especially close to my youngest one. She'd come over almost every day, and so it was very special. And then about 5 years ago, my son-in-law came over and said that my daughter didn't want nothing to do with me anymore, and so and didn't really know why. There was really no reasons, but she was going through a difficult time, I guess, and also that the grandkids would be kept away, so. It was a very hard time, a lot of anger, bitterness, and so on. And people would ask me, why did you go talk to her? And I said, this is, you know, God's telling me not to. I need to give her the space. I didn't know exactly why. But it was kind of like the prodigal son, where their father did not chase after the son. So that was my prayer, that she would come back willingly on her own. But God also showed me that what can I do, right? What kind of changes should I make in my life? And so he taught me to basically, I'm not in control, he is, and it would be in his time. Some patience as well, and I guess just other things that I need to work on in my life, like to be less critical and so on. But
And then about a year ago, and we got a letter from her saying she wanted to meet, and it was baby steps. I wasn't happy with the meeting, but at the same time, my wife and I, we said, well, we need to give her time and just be patient. And so on Thursday, we were at my grandson's grad, and on Friday we had a little party for him, and we were there as well. And my daughter is kind of back to the girl that I knew when she was little, and just seen an amazing change in her. And so, it's such an answer to prayer, but I think what I needed to do, too, is not just pray, but ask, what could I do, right? What kind of changes, and should I make in my life?
That's good, yeah. Sometimes God changes the circumstances, and often he changes what's going on in us, in our journeys as well. Yeah. Okay, one more. Bruno, here. Right over here, that's it. Yeah, Mr. Bruno.
The question, what does it mean that God hears? Every prayer is a validation of the fact that God hears. The answer is different sometimes than the one that we would expect or would desire. A number of things are happening, and yesterday and today, on the north shore of Lake Huron, there's a little church there that years ago was struggling because their facilities were closed down, but today and yesterday they're celebrating their 60th anniversary. So every congregation is an expression of God working through faith communities and through matters of prayer. Yesterday, Helen and I received the sad news that in the little church that our kids attend in Saskatchewan, two of their members passed away in this past week. Influential people in the community, in the congregation, people that have been just huge supporters of God's work in these areas. And you're wondering, you know, what is happening here? But there again, the congregation is coming together and supporting and showing how a faith community works when people are hurting and when there is pain in that experience. Just recently I heard of another situation just down the highway in Tabor. There's a realtor there who was putting together a large real estate transaction, and quite a number of parcels of land were being put together and being offered for sale. So he brought together a number of purchasers. One of the issues real estate transaction was that there was an offer from the Ontario Teachers Federation to purchase this large parcel of land. And the farming community is a bit skeptical about those kind of transactions. So, and we're talking many millions of dollars here. So the realtor, he brought together a group of farmers that he thought might be interested in parceling out this parcel. And he had a meeting with them in Tabor or Bow Island, I'm not sure which community. In any case, as the conversation was proceeding, he began to realize that things were not off to a good start. He was a devout Catholic, And he suddenly just stopped the meeting. He said, fellas, he said, this is not going in the right direction. Would you permit me to pray about this right here? And he, in that meeting with a number of farmers from all different walks of life, asked God to give them direction on how to parcel out this land. And at the conclusion of that was that this consortium got together and it was a successful transaction. And he attributes that entirely to God hearing his prayer. God does hear prayer.
Absolutely. Great. Well, we're going to close the service. Thank you for sharing. If we go to the next slide, we'll continue to do some responsive reading. I'm in the red. You guys are in the green. And really consider that some of them will repeat, but I don't think we catch it oftentimes when we hear it. A lot of the Psalms repeat in different ways as well. But let's remember who we're praying to, that he's a God who hears, and that we're the only voice of God in some people's lives, and that we bring that voice as well. Start with the green together. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and you shall be well with you. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Wine will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall be the rest of the fears, Lord. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God who hears. You are not dead. You are not deaf. You are not disinterested. Father, give us the faith to cry out to you in both words and in those times where we have not the words, but we cry out in our hearts. Father, lead us. Move us into this community that we would be your voice. Let people know that there's a God who cares. There is forgiveness in you. You hear. You answer. You don't turn away any repentant heart. Father, be with the group, however large we are, that goes out and prays specifically for this community, God. Those working at camp this summer, those attending camp this summer, those of us just engaging our neighbors differently, Father, would you hear our prayer and do above and beyond what we can ask or imagine? would you transform hearts and lives, families in this community by the power of your Spirit. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray.